Start your day, the Torah, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Morning. The celebrated Mashpia, Rav Shaul Brook, told a Meisen Neira of the Chassid of the Baal Tanya, who had a friend who wasn't a Chassid, wasn't like his Avodas Hashem, was not Namud Sadiqim, but Nebuch, he was a fine Jew and a gentleman, a big Baal Stoker, but Nebuch, he wasn't blessed with children. So the Chassid was Peil on his friend to come with him to the Alter Rebbe to get a bracha. Okay, eventually, like, you know. He went to the Alter Rebbe, and the Alter Rebbe heard his tears. He said, "I'm sorry, I can't help you." Instead, he said, "If you want a bracha, go to the big Rav HaKodesh of Flamer Karliner, great Peil Yeshua of the generation, he'll be able to help you." So they journeyed from Liadi to Karlin, Shmalach. They went to the Shlomo Karliner, and the Shlomo Karliner said, "I can give a bracha, I'll give a haftocha, but b'daf tzol, you have to give kvittel geld, 1,600 ruble, which in those days was a fortune, a hoim teyefes." So the chassid said, "Like, yeah, that's a guzma of geld." He's thinking in his mind, "These rebbes are extortionists, they are mishlat the geld, yidna tzora. Eilich imlik b'debisu. I'll go ask my wife if she's masking." I had to go to the wife. They have a shakavatari. I had her. And at the end, she says, "Like, you know, if they're wealthy people, but if I don't have children, lamali chayim." Took the money, got the money, and they went back to Kalin. They came to the Shlomo Karliner. He said, "I'm really sorry, but you fulfilled an opportunity. You missed it." This fellow, like, looking at the Shlomo Karliner. First you're willing to give a bracha for a fortune of money, and then you're even rescinding that. He was full of tightness and whatever, and complaints and non-understanding. And the chassid who was accompanying him decided to go back with him to the Alter Rebbe to explain what's going on here. Couldn't understand why the Alter Rebbe refused to give him a bracha, and why Rav Shlomo Karliner was willing to give him a bracha only for a fortune of money, and eventually he's not giving no bracha. What's the tzutzutzut? So he went to the Alter Rebbe, and the Alter Rebbe Baruch Kotchi said, "Azoy, when you were young, you were mezalzel in the COVID of a big tzaddik, one of the Talmidim of Magid, Rabbi Yisachar ben Rav Lubavitch." And said the Alter Rebbe, "I can't be mevater on his COVID, on Al Boine, because I was a Talmud of his. And therefore, I sent you to Rav Shlomo Karliner. He's not a Talmud, he could find you a ticket." When did they arrive in Karlin? It was Chof Tevis. Chof Tevis is the yard site of the National Gadol of the Rambam. And this is the vort. The Alter Rebbe explained, on the yard site of a tzaddik, in Bez and Shalmaila, that's the way they pass it. Now, because you mevada Talmud Chacham, the Gemara says in Shabbat, of Kuf Yutes, ain't the truthful l'makosoi, there's no refuah for it. So you're in shtach. Nor vos, the Rambam paskit, the Hilchus Chovel, that if you give a liter zov, for tzedakah, then you could have a tikkun. You could have a kapor. Now the halacha is generally, as we pass in Shin Lamed Daled, Yeridei, in Tavchaf, in Yerachachachach, various places, Saida Rambo, Saida Shach, doesn't pass in that way. It's put in towards the Zasarambam. The halacha, Shita Sarambam, is not accepted the halacha. And therefore, aim, you have no refuah for your bizoy. Right? But the Rambam does pass in that way. And in the Chof Tevis, which is the Rambam's yard site, so in Bez and Shalmaila, they pass like the Rambam. How much is a liter zov in today's geld? 1,600 rubles, which Rambam later reckons. And therefore, you could have chapped the kapora, but you went in whatever, and you didn't get it. Fafalu. Why am I telling you this story? First of all, it's Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas Korach. And which teaches you the lesson of Emunah Sadiqah, Emunah Chachamim, first rebellion against the authority of Torah. Moreover, I wanted to bring out the idea that a yortzeit we pass in that way, Mr. Shabbos is the Rebbe's yortzeit, and therefore it's that. There's a famous vort, by the way, the Gaon of Yizilchanan Specter in Zakdoma. In the Pesach Shar, to Nachal Yitzchok, says the same vort that the Yortzeit of a Tzaddik, we pass in that way. And that's the Pshat, the Gemara says in Suvis, Dafkuf Gimel, that when by the Shas, the Yishkafte the Rebbe, there was a baskel which went out and said, "Kol man da'aveh b'shkafte the Rebbe, is bezum in the Chayilim Habo." Stell sich der Scheile, Toysfus asked, but they didn't call Yisrael Yeshu Chilik Olam Habo. Says Toysfus, if you were there at Bashkaf to the Rebbe, when Rebbe passed away, then you're Mezumin without Din and without Yisur. Stell sich der Scheile, like you know, hello. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, Kol Ha'imra Kodesh Baruch Hu Vatron, etc., etc., right? What's wrong with Din? The Rebbe Zuchonin says, because Chazal say, Shalmi, in various places, why is Nismach HaMisus not of Avir B'nei Aaron to Yom Kippur? Just like Yom Kippur is Mechaper, so too Misus Sadikim is Mechaper. How is Yom Kippur Mechaper? Machlik is Negemara. Abba Rebbe holds Yom Kippur is Mechaper Ben Lashovim Ben Lashainishov. Whom do is Bashkafti the Rebbe Dalochen Ben Shemayla the Rebbe. And therefore his Hilula, his Yartzeit to Mechaper cross the board for anybody. And therefore it's a day of Kapara. But the word is, Mizluchan says also, when you're miskasher in the derech of Rebbe, the pasuk says in Yeshaya famously, Hasadik Ova the Einish Sama Lev and Chevan Cheyamuna Nesafu, right? Why? Because when a person doesn't pick up the drachma of the tzaddik, then Yenuchu B'Shalom Al Mishgove, as the pasuk continues, and it hotness is Tamid Mir. So therefore, I want to speak today, just a sikh of the Rebbe. I didn't prepare anything to say today, really, to tell you the truth. A sikh, but it's a yisoyidistika sikh. It's a very deep sikh. And just bring it out, and then I'll connect it to last week's year. Mir Hashem, if you're fine. Let me tell you, just a hekt in this particular sikh, like very choshuv. It's like very seminal. I have a friend who's a shliach, he was sent in the Lamids at the beginning of the 1970s to South Africa. In those days, South Africa was an apartheid regime, and to immigrate, to get the visas, to get the papers, was very difficult. He was already picked, and he was already arranging the papers to get there and to bring his stuff over, and to get prepared to go. In those days, things were difficult. And he's walking down the street, and he meets Rabbi Chodakov, the Rebbe secretary. It's not what he wanted to see. Chodakov was a strict disciplinarian, a very authoritative person. He says to him, "Nu, have you made your hachonis yet?" So he says, "Yeah, I'm ready. The washing machine, the dryer, the papers, the immigration." Rabbi Chodakov said, "Ichmeinish, I'm not talking about those kind of hachonis." He said, "When I was on the ship with the previous Rebbe, leaving one of the last ships going out of Europe, right? And the Friedrich Rebbe was sitting there on the deck of the ship. And suddenly he calls me over. And he says to me, we're arriving in America, what's our plan of action? What's the agenda? What's the program?" So Rabbi Chodakov, he was the head of Jewish education, all Jewish schools in Latvia before the war. He was a real Yekka, very unbelievable organizer. And he said to the Rebbe, "Mistam, the Rebbe will come to America, and meet with the Rabbon, and the Rosh Hashivis, the Rebbe, and they'll see what's needed, what America needs." So the Friedrich Rebbe said, "Chas v'shalom, if we come to America and ask the local Rabbonim, we'll end up with an American citizen. You have to have your plan, your agenda. And then when you get there, you land with your feet. In Kachava, when he came to America, he asked the Rabbonim, right? In the first day he opened up a yeshiva, and etc. And the Rabbonim said, it can't be done. And the Choshev people, they said to the previous Rebbe, they said to him, for the sake of your covet and the covet of your forefather, Shalas Azov, don't bring your ideas here. You have And the Friedrich Rebbe said the first night in America, he was crying. He cried himself back to Yerushal Mita for hours. And the vort here is, because in America, they said, America is different. It's a Reif in the Medina. You can't transplant the Daim. And the Friedrich Rebbe's, his whole sistma, his slogan was, America is anders. Right? It's a very difficult transfer. So you got to have your... And Rabbi Chodov then pulls out of his breast pocket an old yellow paper that he took dictation on the deck of the ship, the SS Trachtenholm, right? And he took dictation of what is the program we're going to do when we arrive. And he said, "I have it in my pocket, and every day when I sit in my office, the first thing I do before I start my day is I read over the Rosh Prokim dictated to me by the Rebbe." It's a very tief of art. When the previous Rebbe was about to pass away on the Shabbos of Yud Shvat of Shnu, 1950, a Maimer came out, and there the whole theme of the Maimer is like the last will and testament, is a central seminal concept of Dira B'Tachtoin, which we've discussed in the past. To understand the Tiefkeit, the Reichkeit, what does it mean? The Pashtus, we said many times, we'll soon see its nuance, that what is the purpose of Torah and Mitzvahs? To make a dwelling place for whom? Why did the Abish to create a world? Or what do we need a physical world, Ilam Asiya, which is full of Shkorim and the Klippis and Tzitra Achram, this Gabriboy, right? Because Dafka in the physical world down here, that's where the Abishta wants to make a deal. Now, I'm not going through the whole Lomdus, Shibadover. We discussed this many, many times. The Pashtus, there are other reasons. They asked Al Dereb, what is the reason why the Abishta created this physical world, Ilam Asiya, Agashmi? So he said, "Nisav the lashon of the medrash in Tachuma and Parshas Nosi in Nisav Hakadosh Baruch Hu Liyos Liyos Baruch Nivra Tachinu." The Eibishter desired. The crucial word here is taiva. When if a taiva is in the Dokan Kasha, you can't ask a question on a taiva. Which means it's something which we've discussed many times. Like it transcends logic, not my logic, not your logic, the Eibishter's logic. It's something that's above intellect. Al derech we discuss chukim. When any time you have on the pashtus, anytime you have a reason for something, the pshat in a reason is epis felt, and therefore you have to employ agent A to achieve your consequent, your result, which is B. Or the Eibishter is perfect, who's missing nothing. You can never attribute a reason for the Eibishter. This have he wanted. Why did the Eibishter command you to do a mitzvah? El givul. This have. Why is there a world? This out. Now the obvious question is that I could start telling you a bunch of timing in Zohar, why the world was created, the game Nishtamule, in order that man could understand Getlachkeit godliness. And the Abishur is a Kol Yachol, yeah? He could have said, poof, let there be a world, let there be a world. And they didn't have to be any of the intervening worlds. The whole Olam of Tzimtzum, Shtatul, what are you needing for? Because if there would only be the Eibishter and man, this world, which there could have been, Eibishter Kol Yachol, there would be no way that a finite human being could have any inkling of the infinite, because the Eibishter is inherently unknowable. Right? So he made all of these other lower worlds of Ruach. Where does it sin? So where godliness is obscured and limited, right? And therefore man can have some inkling into some ideas of Getlachait of Ruach. Right? Asher Alking, there's a time in the Zohar, there's a time in Yitzchayim, there's a time in Rachal. I have no time to elaborate on all this, right? But, so why do is Al Rebbe saying the reasons of the Zohar Chas V'Shalom or the Yitzchayim or the Rachal are wrong? There's a whole teeth of art, and this is what I want to talk about. Okay, to understand this, let's turn to this week's parashah. Just keep that in the back of your brain cells, this kasha. It's a very important kasha as to why you were created. What's this to do? But the ikar is, the bottom line, the first bottom line is, the Eibishter wants a dira b'tachin, a dwelling place in the physical. By the way, there's a word from Schneer Cutler, remember on Tuesdays you say the Shir Shel Yoyim, which is a mizmor which was said by B'nai Kairach, and there you, capital Nemches, yeah, and there you say, Diminu Elikim Chazdecho Bekeravichalech.
Monday.
On Mondays, yeah, I know what I say. Yeah? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I'm coming or going. Yeah? You mean, so Rav Schneier Teich, initially with Korach thought, where could one attach oneself to the Eibishter? Becher v'chalech. Asher Al came, their father, their Zayde Korach, wanted to be a Kohen Gadol. He wanted to go into the Kodesh Kodesh. Where could I connect myself to the Eibishter, the Ruchnis? Becher v'chalech, in the Beis HaMikdash. Then they came to depreciation after the Einish of Kairach. Kishimcha Leikim came to Yilozech, but Katzve Oretz, wherever you go, in whatever he does, even if he's a Yosef Oil, even if he's a Baal Esek, he's not a Yosef Oil, he's not in the Beis HaMikdash all day, Fundesvig, and he's able, because that's what the Eibishter wants in the world of having a Dira in physical things. Al derech the Maggid famously teach, beautiful teach, Mol lo ha'orez kinyonecha. The world is filled with ways to be koine elikus, to acquire whatever you do. Kol rechecha, kol masecha, a person could come to be attached to the rich. That's what dira b'tachlenim simply means. why then do we, what is a deeper inyan of dibur tachtonim? That's to be discussed. Let me just by the way, l'fi zevetrech, everyone knows, famous kashif. When did the machlokes of Korach take place chronologically? The Pashtus after the Chet HaMeraglim, right? That's Rishtei Mefurish and Seder Oil. Like the Ramban says and many others, like that's Halach the Ravachas, Shalik Yadas Ibn Ezra. Shtelz of Tashayla, the obvious glaring question, right? Hey, wait a minute. What was he Ma'ar on? If he was Ma'ar on the Kuna Gedele of Aaron, months ago he should have woken up. Even under the seals of Elitzofen, months ago. Vos mitamol dafka after the Meraglim, he wakes up with his rebellion against Moshe, against Aaron. I don't know who he's rebelling against. What is it? Another the Hoshmuz? Yeah? No, pshat is he only piped up when? After the Meraglim. What did the Meraglim want? The Meraglim wanted to stay in the Midbar, as we discussed countless times, where you're having the mon, and all your physical needs are taken care of, you're under the tutelage of Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest human being who ever walked face of planet Earth, right? And you're pashut, you're living in a ruchniistic world, you're totally free from all the taivas and temptations, and it's yoynis v'lmat. Going to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Neshavas, is full with pitfalls. Therefore, they prefer to stay in the Midbar. The lesson from the Chet HaMeraglim is, but that's not what the Eibishter wants, what you want, right? Maybe good for you or whatever, but the Eibishter wants you to be a human being in this world, to elevate the world, which is Tira B'Tachtoin. Oibazoi, Koirach pipes up. Oh, so the Iker is Maisa. The Iker is not sitting there and like the Goyim Abdul, their religions, you sit there on a river in India somewhere and you gaze at your navel for 30 years and you whatever. The Iker is get up and do a chesed to a person. When you come to kavonus hamitzvahs, so Moshe Rabbeinu is like be'ein aroich, higher than anybody else. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu. The Bulgarian Rav once was giving a drosha. He mentioned, he's talking about his brother, the Baron Belzer, who's a Malach Hashem. So he said, people often mistaken think there's a ladder. And there are different people on the ladder, right? I'm on the first rung, and someone's on the 50th rung, and a guy is on the 1,000th rung. Another one, Himmel, right? But it's the same ladder. I know 50 blad of Shas, right? He knows 200 blad, this guy knows, Baal Yisham, Kol Ter Kulava. He said, no, this is what he's talking about. We talk about Aaron. He's talking in Parashat Kera, but he's talking about his brother. They're not talking about the same ladder. It's a different world. Totally different Kriya Amid. Yeah? Asher Alkin, if you're talking in Kavon, when you put on Tvil, I put on Tvil, A Tzaddik puts on Tvil with Kavon as Haramak and Kavon as Harizal, whatever, this is a different world. It's not the same thing. But Medvorim Amurim, if you're into the Kavon as Hamitzvah, Masha Enkin in the Maisa Bepoil of the Maisa Mitzvah, you're from Yid. You're Medaka. You put on Tzilin, like a Tzadik, but it's all same Tzilin. So calls man the Iker in the Ruchnias Mitzvah, the Kavono, the Yichudim, the whatever. So who compared to Moshe Rabbeinu? Or Aaron, for that matter. Once the Iker is the Maisa Bepoil, the actual Mitzvah, so I do a Mitzvah, he does a Mitzvah. Then this is, was Korach against leadership? The world, there should be a Ketzoner Shel Amroi, just everyone goes wild. Avad, you need leaders. All right, he was a leader. He's from David Levi, Minasya Oren. And there's Reshton Yeshua, also in the Sea Oedem. Right? Over Azaz sort Nasius of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is head and shoulders qualitatively radically different than anyone else, that they were Mahara. That's after Pashtos, the introduction. Over Tifrigaret, what was the taino? Say Chazal in Breishis, in Bemidbar Rabbo, in Tanchuma, in Yalkut, various places, as Yishalmi, in Sanhedrin, in Chelek, that Torah came with two types. First of all, he comes to Moshe, wearing him and his Rishon Ish, wearing a Talus Shekula Tcheles, everybody knows, and he asked Moshe Rabbeinu, Talus Shekula Tcheles, Yechayiv and Tittis or not? And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Chayiv. Okay. Next Haina, Bai is Molly's foreign, the Chayim and Mizuz is not. So Mesh is Chayim. And the Kera pipes up, it's preposterous. If one chut is patters the whole beged, how much more so if the whole beged is chilas, or the whole house is full of svarim? Right? So he turns to Moshe Rachman al Sani, he says, you're a badoi, David never said this, you're making it up as you go on. Hello? Can I ask you a kasha? What's the gevolt, Kerach? Some asking klotz kashas, like whatever, trick questions to chap Moshe out. What was the gevolt? So all the Meforshim, the Geraria, the Ben Bacharia, and the Shachal, it's a portion of the question. Right? If you say, Kirach was sure, then I'll ask Moshe, Tala Shekulat Chelis, Moshe will zikra say, that's common sense, should be Potter. And Abaye is Molis Forum is Potter from Mezuzah. Oy Bazo, if Kola Eidah Kulam Kedoshim Zecham Hashem, so you don't need an art. Yeah? Right? If already Moshe Rabbeinu answered on the first question, that a Talmud Shekula Tcheles is Chayiv in Tzitzis, Vos Frechter Weiter Vein Bayez and Bayez Moli Svor, the same Svor Ahin. Unishadas, you could ask, right? Yeah? If Moshe Rabbeinu is like the smartest person who ever lived, amongst many other things, right? Could Kirach not think that why is Kirach suddenly asking a question about a Kalash Hulat Chelis? He understands what he's getting at. You know what I'm saying? If the Geraria, whatever, the Rabbein Mechaya could figure this out, what's behind the question? Where's the trap? So, how did Kirach have the chutzpah if he knows that Moshe Rabbeinu could figure out what's... Besides the fact, if a Kalash is a Hulat Chelis, right? Yeah? So the Taina is you potter from Tchelis. Why is it potter from Tzitzis? You know what I'm saying? So there are those who answered the Mizrahi, the Gerari, that what he meant was potter from Tchelis, or the Lashna Gemara initially. Refrati Yishalmi in Tchelik says he brings not the pasuk of last week Sof Parshas Shlach, but of Gedil and Tassalach in Kiseitze, which is dealing only with love and not with Tchelis. That's one question. Let me give up. Let me ask you another question. When Kairach is swallowed up by the earth, right? Yeah? So every Rosh Chodesh, there's Rosh Chodesh, everyone knows, right? So what is the tshuva of Kairach Vadosoi? Moshe Emes V'Teirosiyas. Pass. Right? Yeah? Kairach, where is L'chore, the taina of Kairach was against Aaron. What does it got to do with Moshe? Al Kach, we have to say, right, that really Bepnimi is on Yonim. Kairach was not Bikurus, Amin, who was Koifer in Moshe Rabbeinu, right? That's the Siba, and the Mesuvah is Asher Al Kain. He fought against Aaron. But we have to understand why. We'll do the Chiz. Let's give one more question, just to throw out another question. But who's enemy number one here? Who are they fighting against? There's a lot in the Torah in this week's parasha of La'iyah k'kerach u'chadosu. Klamachzik v'machloikis, a person's about machloikis. He's over the lav, you shouldn't be like Kerach. Kerach is, I cannot be Kerach. Kerach is mekakeya, the whole yisoidus of Yiddishkeit. So because I have a machloikis with my neighbor over my fence, if maybe some, right? How does that compare to what's going on with Kairach? The Isra of Kairach, he's my iron, the whole Yisoidus of Kuna Gedela, whatever. How could every little dispute between Menon Chaveir or whatever be compared to Machloikas of Kairach Vandals? Muzmin Zoganazar. You have a halt copy of it. No time to elaborate, really. Where is the first Machloikas in history? Before Kainab. Kind of. Not necessarily amongst people. Machloikis. Second day of creation. Vayavdil Elikim. There's Havdol. Right? And therefore it doesn't say Ki Toiv B'Yemashi. With Havdol. But on day three it says Ki Toiv Pamoyim. So there's sometimes in life there is division. And the purpose of Yiddishkeit is to heal that, to rectify that, the Misakin, that separation in life. Alderov said, when you're looking at human history collectively, in the first two millennia each, right, there's a gezeir, there's a decree. With the word gezeir really means a shneitav. There's a divide, there's a chasm, a schism, right? That al yoinim le'el tachtoinim, ruchnius remains ruchnius, heaven remains heaven, earth remains earth, never the twain shall meet. On the third day, matan Torah, right? Now we begin to heal, and the purpose is what? That heaven and earth should join. Koirach was ma'ar on the yisoidus of Torah, and all of Torah is kol nesiv yisei ha-shalom, and the Torah lasa shalom ba'ilam, is to ma'achid, to join, to connect heaven and earth. Koirach, who's the nemesis, the antithesis of Moshe, right? He represents the vision, the famous Naomi Melech, Vayikach Koirach, Tzatatagam V'ispuli Koirach, Koirach divides. What is the meaning of the word Koirach? But Koirach, to rip out, to separate. You have a bald spot, it's separating between here and there. Like Der HaFlogo, right? Split. So generally, the name Koirach itself symbolizes what? Division, disharmony, discord, etc., etc. That's in a general sense. Now take the letters of Koirach, Kuf, Reish, Ches. And in a nutshell, I'm going through the beautiful line. This represents three different protim in how you make this division between Elyonim and Tachlin. There's a Kuf, there's a Reish, and there's a Ches. If you all know the Gemara Menachos, that this world, Elam Hazeh, was created with which letter?
Hey.
Hey. You'd be Klash, right? What do you have a hey? You have a horizontal line on top, a vertical line attached, and on the left side there's a, which we know all the Sifrei the Kabbalah say, Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa. You need thought, speech. We hope your speech is attached to your thought. For a lot of people I meet, it's Lav Dafka that way, but that's the general Malach, right? You learn Torah Machshava, then you speak, right? And then there's the Maisa. So in a nutshell, the Kitzur Maaseh, you could have three possible mistakes in your relationship here. There are those people who said, that was the toast of the Meraglim, right? The Iker is Machshav and Dibur. I'm sitting and learning, I don't got to do Maaseh. Kol Omer Ein Li Ela Torah, etc. Then you're left with which letter?
Resh.
Resh. I don't have the Kav on the left side of Maaseh. A person could take the other extreme. The Iker is Maisa. Right? Then the Maisa goes all the way down, further than the Kav on the right side, further than dictated by Torah. Right? Then you have a Kuf. Or, right, you have another possible mistake. Yes, you need Machshava, you need Dibur. Aber ich bin azah, heiliger Mensch, that my Maisa is already attached to my Machshava. I'm already like... And then you get the letter Ches. And all of these three possible perversions of the letter hey cause a churban in the world. Akitzer, the letter ches, let's say the ikar is maisa. Not everyone could be Aaron Akoyin, who's nichtas l'snayv l'fnin, etc. But you could be Shmel Tadras, and you're doing the ratzon abeir. So you're not a yeshiv oil, perhaps, right? But you're a balabos. Right? But you have a kviyas itim before you daven in the morning, you have a kviyas itim at night, you sit and learn, well, you do your best you can with your... Aber results wissen that you're not yet attached, a long way to go, you're not Aaron HaKohen. And therefore you, on the left side, need the ishtoikikos to one day, I'll try to be attached to the Machshava and Dibur. If you think you're there already and you're perfect, achenvei. On the other hand, you could be a guy who's a cerebral, intellectual, rabbi doctor type, and you don't care about mice. You write your PhD thesis. Then you're a resh. Right? The ikir e, and the letter kuf, right, is when it goes, well, I'm into mice, but I do it the way I feel my spirituality, what I want to do, it. I don't need. These three letters represent the three things that Koirach rebels against. By the way, it's in this forum, I can't remember who said it. Someone I saw says that the Emes, Koirach was arguing on Emes. Right? Aleph stands for the Eibishter, Aluf is Sh'olam, Mem is Mezuzah, and Tav is Tcheles. If the tikkun is Moshe, Emes Terotim. Oh, yeah, you hear what I'm saying? Yeah. So what happens if a what is the idea of a kohen gadol? He's this battle min hamikdash l'yetzei. That's an Aaron. Not everyone could do that. If you make the mistake and you bring yourself to Aaron, you have lerachas. Then you have a talus, right? Talus is a guy who has the hamakif, whatever. He could just do what he wants without the boundaries, the parameters of Torah. Then you get kuf. So kuf is the mistake of misunderstanding what talus is. You understand? A guy who doesn't want to do, wants to do just whatever, doesn't need maisa mitzvahs, that's a bias, bias for him. I'm a, right? I don't need maisas. That is the reish. That's the aveira mezuzah. If you have to work it out yourself, how therefore that is the order of the time. This first came the machlokes against talus, and then l'shita. So he asked, okay, whatever. I'm not getting involved in the details. How does this fit in from what we said last week? Last week we discussed at length. I'm not repeating it. Last week we discussed at length in Yom Sitzis, the end of Parshas Shlach, right? And I mentioned in passing, just derech agav, that v'hoya ekev tishmon, which l'chura stira is the last pasuk in Veschanon, ta'yoyim la'so yisom ve'in v'machol ha'kabos choron, and here it says v'hoya ekev tishmon, etc. So the Yismach Moshe, so the answer we said was, is a schar mitzvah amalecha, so what was ekev tishmon? So this is a marsho. There's a marsho in Soito. When it says Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael to Mekabel, to get, so David said, "You want to go to get schar? I'll give you the schar. You're going to pass away in Har Nevoi." Yeah. So she said, "Rasha, but bechushin Moshe Rabbeinu was wanted to do mitzvahs al menas lekabel pras." So the mashal lays down a yisui. When is it osur? When is it wrong to do avodas Hashem mitzvahs al menas lekabel pras? If you're to do it, because your whole reason to enter, the Eved created you as an Eved Hashem, so you have no right to demand a pras. But something that you're not mechuyev to do in the first place, and you're mechayev yourself, right? Then you're allowed to serve Hashem fakir, since the Abraham gets hano that they have to give you schar for mitzvahs that a person voluntarily accepts upon himself, that he's not legally obligated to do. For that, the schar mitzvah bayal. This is the yisoid which I've said like many times. It's a marsho. Be'emes, it's a medrash chazal. Right, and this answered like a whole bunch of. I have no time to elaborate. A gershon is gayer, right? Is able to receive schar by ilum hazar. How do you like that? Remember the pasuk says by Rus. Hello. Yishal l'vashem pa'olech l'vashem to shlema asher bos. Says the medrash Omar of Chosa asher bos. That's crazy. Well, asher, that's what it said in the pasuk. Yeah. Asher is lashon reshus. You're born Jewish. You're mechuyev from what. A ger is a goy, John Smith. He becomes Chananiah unto Philippa, Cardinal Boygenstein, right? Oh, you are mechuyev to become Jewish. For a ger, the schar mitzvah be'al. The Kedushas Yontif, each one is like a gewalt. The Kedushas Yontif says, tshuva mehava, the schar mitzvah be'al molecha. No one, David never asked you to sin and then do tshuva mehava, right? Adam adre, right? For that, there's harmony. There's 100 rayuses. By Yankee Avinu, it says, V'chol asher titin li, parfaitzi. Aser asfenu lach. Why a double expression? Because Yankee wanted a shmir. Give tzedakah. But you can't do a mitzvah, manas, whatever. Right? Aser asfer. I'm not going to give more than maitre. I'll give maitre twice. For the second, for the second maitre, you get schar mitzvah, alma, etc., etc. This answers 100 different gemaras. There's a chum soifer, and he's machmoisha. Al derech, they say, remember it says that the they used to bring it in to Mechayev Meiser, Deres Achroinim, bring it in, Derech, whatever, that they're not Mechuyev to give Meiser. You mean Deres Achroinim never gave Meiser to the Levi? They starved in the Deres Achroinim. Of course they gave. But they wanted to get Ben Mischar, because Aser Bishvil Shutzeshar. Nervous. Even if the Abish says Bechanunin of Bezoi, it's passages for Elch Yid to do a mitzvah almanach to get his heart. So what did the Deiris Achroinim do? They dafke gave, this Chum Sefer says this. I mean, Chum Sefer, you're laughing, is that? It's a Chum Sefer. says they daska gave it in a way that alpi din they're not mechuyev for a mitzvah that you're potter from, and alpha became you gave the meiser for that. They could, with good conscience, accept the aser b'shvil shel tasha. Hello, this answers many of the kashas. I have no time to even elaborate. What do I want to bring out from this? This answers the kasha. I saw Rav Asher Weiss, the old Lundzeit from Yishalayim, asked the kasha. Chazal maflik the importance of the mitzvah tzitzis. And for the mitzvah tzitzis, the gashmis, refuahs, yeshuahs, brachas, shiduchim, you name it. The whole, right? Brachas come. Right? There's actually one of the reasons, why do we put on talis tzitzis before tefillin? Because there's a maila in tzitzis, which is shkula going to go, it's even over tefillin. How do you like that? Yeah? So tzitzis is such a dehoibin a mitzvah, right? Why did the Ebrish to give the mitzvah azoi, right? It's not even a chayvus mon. It's only if you are wearing a talis kanfis, now you got to make sure the tzitzis. If the Ebrish wants you to wear tzitzis or not, wear a talis initially. How do you know? Because the Gemara says the Malach told of Kedina that what? Bidna Dorischa. So the Eibusha wants the Rosh Hashem is you should wear tzitzis. The Eibusha wants you to wear tzitzis. Why didn't he say wear tzitzis every day? Put on a dal conference with tzitzis. Didn't say that. It's when you wear it. That's what Rav Asher Weiss asked. Then I saw the Moshe says asked the same question, and he says because the schar of tzitzis is so great, right? So powerful. The Eibishter wanted you to get Tzchar Mitzvah by Alma for Tzitzis. But Tzchar Mitzvah by Alma Lekha, therefore he made it in a way that you're not Mechuyev to do it. And now when you go and buy a Dal Kanfiz, you weren't Mechuyev in the first place, the Tzchar Mitzvah by Alma. So said Yitzchak Moshe. Fine, that fits into 100 other sources, whatever. But I want to say even deeper. There's a gewaldig yisod in the Indian of whenever the Tzchar Mitzvah by Alma. Right? Whatever. There's in the Yisod that not only is it a schar begashmis, verfuis, and yeshuas, and ashirus, and opening your mind, etc., what tzitzis is able to achieve, it's a schar in ruchnis. It's a shmir. How do I know this is to be true? That part of the schar mitzvah, whenever there is schar mitzvah alma, right, it protects you in this world from averus, and it's, how do I know? Everyone know with the sugya from the schar mitzvah in Kiddushin Lamites. How do we know Tzchar Mitzvah? So Rabbi Yankiv said, Rabbi Yankiv is the one in Pirkei Avos who says this world is a produce. Yeah. So he says, how do we know Tzchar Mitzvah Amalek? Because Hari Omer Le'ovim Alei Lebir Alei Goydlois. You have two, the only two mitzvahs that Torah gives you a yield, a promise of Tzchar Manitavloch, etc., etc. But after Yomim, right? And a father tells the son, go up to the whatever and bring me the Shalach to Shalach's aim, right? And on the way down, the guy comes crashing down and dies. Where's the Arichas Yomim? Where's the right? Is the Chayil Oilam Shkulei Tayva Arachadur? Yeah. Says the Gemara. How do you know? Maybe it didn't happen. Such a story. It says Meisa Chosin. He saw this with his own eyes. Then the Gemara asks. Maybe he was Mahar Baveira. So the Gemara says Machshavero Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mesar. Maybe ask the Gemara is Mahar Baveira Zora. And what Tfuy says Beis Yisrael Belibam from Beis Zora you do get punished for what. Says what that goofer Rabbi Yankov said. If you would say there's Arichas Yomim, right? And it refers in this world, so the Arichas Yomim should have protected him from the Hiravera. Is the Chalayev, what do I take out from this? That whenever there's Schar Mitzvah by Alma, it's a Schar only in Gashmis, in your pocketbook, in your whatever, right? It's a Schar Mitzvah in Ruchnis. I have no time to elaborate. I have three places that I found, two, and I've said, by the way, that's pshat. We do a drabon. The kids, sir. We do a drabon. Why? Because asum mishmeres l'mishmarti. Yeah? So, come on, Yvonne. I want to ask you a question. When you fulfill a drabon, is loisosu daraisu or drabon? Correct. You may take vitzivonu, the Gemara and Shabbos. Yeah. So every time you do a Rabbanon, you just have to have a Mishmeres on the Rabbanon, which really is a Raisa. It's Ein L'Davar Soif. Hello? Says Atzichai, nothing. There's a mitzvah, the Raisa. Then the Rabbanon from their own backs added a Geder, whatever. once you lit, right? Once, now the Rabbanan adding midaitam, that gufa creates a shmir. Whatever. It should have said in Rashi, Lahazar Gdoilim, Esakan. No, it says by Hakil, why did the Taf come? The people, the men come, the men folk come to learn. The women come to hear. Taf Lama Boim, Litin Schar Lemivi Ein. Right? Yeah? That's what, in other words, there's a schar here. And this, but that's the Gemara, right? By Pari. Moshe doesn't want to go out of Egypt. Who's going? Me and me, Holchim. What shot? Pari knew that it's premature for Yidden to go. Norvos. If Yidden will mechanech kinder, then you know what happens? For that is schar mitzvah by Alma. Or but they didn't go out, koidem asman. Therefore, no way I'm letting children go. That when you take care of your child, Mr. Cohn Jr., right, who's 5 years old, that he shouldn't be metame, and there's char mitzvah for that. Therefore, together with the shmira for the child, it's the shmira for the tata. This answers another 100,000 place seven times eleven. Oh, kumtuiz. What is the pashtus absurdum? What is the whole purpose of wearing tzitzis? Were isomis, it was character. Was the surah, etc., etc. What? Kunt ois, the Eibishter wanted a mitzvah which brings you schar, beruchnis, in preparing, in saving you, whatever. Right? Kunt ois, now you understand the kasha why the Eibishter made tzitzis dafki in a way that there's no chiv gavra to wear tzitzis. Daf, you go out of your way, because then the schar mitzvah. What's the schar mitzvah? Next step. There's a shmira in Olam Hazeh. Kumt ois, I'm just saying, like a rabbi, like a homiletically. Kumt ois, the two mitzvahs that Koyrach was ma'ar are both mitzvahs that have to do with shmira. Same mitzvah is a shmira. With the shmira is a chelik le'etzem husa mitzvah in kamakvime. And the mitzvah of what? Of tzitzis. Koyrach is a balgaiva. Koyrach says, "Aniva afsi uid, I'm kiyul kedushim. I don't need extra shmiras. I'm doing fine. I'm attached to the Eibishter. I'm whatever." You know, I said many times. I hate to say that. I repeat it. It's a sharp word. Rav Vosner, Zechasad of Koyrach, once asked, "You know, mezuzah is a shmira, right? Shemir dalsus Yisrael. So why is it there are so many tzoros in Kol Yisrael? Nidzhaizer. Everyone knows you're the beruch. You got out." Because the Eibishter is standing there as a guard. But when you let into your house, Kelim Mikelim Shoinim, which is antithetical to what the Eibishter stands for, the mezuzah, you've neutralized, you've pulled the plug from the Kriyach Ruchtin that a mezuzah has. Well, there was a tzitzis for Cholim Chol. Tzitzis Lamantiskeru, right? If as a felton Lamantiskeru is felton like Sesuru, it's because you haven't internalized the mitzvah tzitzis. When that's the gaiva of Koyrach, and gaiva and machlokes are really one and the same in Kamakoyme, and the Eibishter will help in that we should taka learn the lesson from the three letters of Koyrach. When the Icarus, you have the hay and bring the Shechina down here, and that is what's called the Yichud Kuchabrichu Shechinte, the Soivim, the Mamale, and that brings the Gula Amitis Vashleim.
Yeah, you know, the